You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now live in the Bank Plus studio, where college football meets the all-lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Streaming around the world live at the Out of Bounds radio app. And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
Where are you?
The Zone.
Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Here's to the NFL draft.
Get that guy drunk. I bet he'd fight everybody.
I think we saw a few of those guys out in Las Vegas, but for the most part, it was cool. I got to post some of those pictures of people that were dressed up out there, Jackson.
What do you think the difference in that crowd is going to be between Vegas and Detroit?
Well, it's going to be a lot of the same, too, because, I mean, NFL fans are insane. Okay, Jackson, you know, you've been down to Saints games. I've been down to Saints games, and it's so much fun, and everybody, I mean, you have people that actually paint themselves gold.
Yeah, okay, right.
And then they put on a bunch of black, which looks cool, okay. And it's awesome. Of course, the Saints happen to have cool colors, and they've made their uniforms even cooler the last, 10 years. But when Blake and I were flying out and we did the connection, when we flew out to the Las Vegas NFL draft 2 years ago, and we flew into Houston, and then we flew from Houston to Vegas, and we had these groups in front of us that started partying, they were already decked out.
No way.
Yes.
I mean, no.
Yeah, they were already decked out, head to toe. Okay. It was awesome. And they were taking shots. You know, I'll give Southwest Airlines credit on that one. And, you know, they usually do have cooler, what are they called? What are they called?
Airline attendants.
Yes. And so, because, I mean, one of them's son was having his 21st birthday. Okay, so there was a group, and the dad had allowed his son to invite several buddies.
Yeah.
And they're maybe two or three rows. Well, they're kind of sprinkled in several rows ahead of us. And as soon as we got up in the air, it was on.
So, okay, they didn't, you know, a lot of times I can go sideways.
Right. I looked over at Blake. Blake and I didn't drink on the way out on the flight. I gave that up in my 20s.
Yeah.
Every now and then, if I'm coming back and it's at night, I'll have a sip on a little red wine. But we partied all the way down to Mexico when I was 22, when I stayed down in Mexico for a month to take Spanish 3 and 4. And I just realized that wasn't the play. But Blake and I kept looking at each other and going, are they going to make the draft? Because they were going, this was 9 a.m. in the morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. And then we got there and we went over to the Caesar Sportsbook. And you could just feel the energy. I mean, we got out there early because we left at a god-awful time out of Jackson Airport. And Jackson, when I tell you, I mean, I've been to Vegas, right? And there's always energy. I don't care whatever's going on today. There's energy in Vegas right now. But you could feel the energy in Caesars at the sports book on NFL draft day. And they had several hundred thousand people in town. They said they had 600,000. And by the way, they blocked off I'd never been there when they did this. I don't know how, you know, FS1, I'm sure they did, but I don't know if they had ever done this before. They blocked off the street in front of the Bellagio and Caesars.
Oh, dang.
So you had to go around back to get Ubers to get to the Venetian, the Mandalay, down to Circa, and some of the others. Now, look, we could walk to the draft. It was in the Caesars parking lot.
Sure.
Wasn't anything to it. 5 minutes. So that was great. But to get to anywhere else because they blocked off the main strip was a totally different ball game. The Ubers, you know, would have to, you basically were exiting out the back of the resorts and hotels. And then when we got there, I didn't even know what we were getting. I had no idea.
Oh yeah, true. You've never
okay?
been to one.
Yeah. I'd never been to one. I didn't know we were going to get that kind of VIP. They whisked us into the side. We go in this beautiful VIP area. There is food and beverage and nice restrooms. And to our left is over 100,000 people that goes back to where you can't see.
Dude, what?
I could not see how far back it went. And they're in the general admission. And what? To get there early and be in the first 150 rows, those people, we just walked in right before the draft.
Yeah, what time did they get there?
I don't know. 3 in the afternoon, I'm got 2 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. I don't even know.
I mean.
And they were going back. You know, I'm good. I loved it. We went to the first round. And then Blake and I had a Vegas day on that Friday.
Yeah, you got a warning.
We did our show from Caesars.
Sure.
Okay, and I may have had a few rocks in my head. And
part of it.
But we had a great time. Blake knows a lot more about it than I do, but I had studied up on, you know, We knew the picks, and Charles Cross had gone. I'd been with Mike Leach till 2:30 in the morning, the morning before, and then Blake and I fire off a pod at 11 a.m. I don't think I went to bed till 3, and I'm old. So you miss your window, and once I miss my window by 5 hours, I'm not sleeping.
No, I hear you.
And then Blake and I survived a podcast, and then we went and smashed some amazing food in the Venetian. And there were beautiful people everywhere. I mean, the Venetian just says, not me, but you have to be beautiful.
Well, I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you and Blake got in, man.
Well, yeah. And like, you walk in the lobby of the Venetian and all you see is 9s, 10s.
Yeah, surely, right.
11s, 14s, 18s, everywhere. Everywhere.
They don't.
Half those people didn't even know the draft was going on. They didn't care. They were there to shop, party, maybe go to a concert, whatever. So that was the NFL draft. But if you're VIP, if you are one of their corporate sponsors, I think each team gets 10 tickets. So I'm just guessing, I don't think everybody went, but there was about 300 people. There's 32 franchises, times 10, as you know, is 320. But I don't think there was that many people in the VIP. And they were begging us to order more food and beverage. That's how many waiters and waitresses they had on us.
Dang.
They don't play around.
Masters like.
Yeah, but yes, as far as service.
Right, yeah.
As far as service, no question.
That's impressive. impressive.
The NFL is going to make sure that, let's just say you're one of the corporate sponsors for the Giants, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Buccaneers, the Dolphins, you know, all these, the 49ers, all these friends, they're going to make sure you're taken care of.
Nice.
I was just along for the ride.
How many people?
They said 600,000 people were in Vegas for the weekend, Jackson.
No way.
I know. When I went to Circa, which is the coolest sports book I've ever been to in my life, when I went to Circa on Saturday, they were still rocking. And these people were still on the edge of their seat. I mean, by then, I don't know who's going in the draft. I don't know what's happening in the fourth round. Okay? But, man, they're like, you know, high-fiving and stuff.
I love a high five, but, man, that's a... It's a trek. That's a trek just to go watch a draft.
I know.
I don't care where.
And you know what's so funny is we met the Texans fans and Detroit line. I didn't know Detroit was going to turn it around under Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
And when we met them, they said, they all said, well, it was kind of like what Chuck Mullins had told me for years. This is what we get excited about because we're terrible every year. Well, the Texans and the Lions fans that we ran into in Vegas said the same thing. And then what happened this past year? Dan Campbell drives the Detroit Lions to the playoffs, and C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans drive the Houston Texans to the playoffs. Who knew that day in Vegas that they would turn their franchise around? I mean, not just that day, but they would be in the process of turning their franchises around.
That's actually what happened.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Holy crap.
And, of course, the Saints moved up to get Olave. I think I have that right.
They did.
Yeah, the Saints moved up to get Chris Olave, wide receiver out of Ohio State. And our contingent that we were with were Saints fans, but they didn't know who he was. And they looked at us and they were like, is that a good pick? And Blake and I were like, yes.
Boy. Got you one, thankfully.
And Chris Olave is a baller. And Charles Cross was up on stage from the Laurel, Mississippi area.
How about that? Oh, that's a good feeling, man.
I know.
It's a good feeling.
I know. That's cool. We are the Out of Bounds Show, and we're brought to you by the Keg House. Highway 51 in Ridgeland by Casadores. 41 beers on tap. Plenty of Key City. Urban South. Southern Prohibition and Chandelier. With the muffalettas and the gumbo at the Keg House. Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Great place to watch the draft. All right, so I haven't thought about this, and then I did, which is unusual. I'm posting some pics from Blake and I being in Las Vegas 2 years ago at the NFL draft, one of the coolest trips I've been on. We had an absolute blast. Our experience was super cool. We got lucky, very, very lucky. And then we got to do a show out there from Caesars, which was awesome. And we got to see even more sports books because that's driving our business. I'll be at one later today, the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. We'll be broadcasting from there tomorrow, recapping the first round of the NFL draft. Our NFL draft coverage is brought to you by Patron Tequila, super premium 100% blue agave, Patron Reposado, and Patron Añejo. And extra añejo. Enjoy a Paloma margarita, or maybe just on the rocks with an orange. Patron Tequila, the number one tequila, selling tequila in the world. Super premium. 100% blue agave. Tonight's draft is in Detroit, Michigan, and it'll be a party. It will. The party will start around lunch, all around the draft, and, you know, downtown, all those bars and grills, and people will go throughout the evening, and they're going to celebrate their team. Bears fans will be there as they got the number one pick. Maybe they'll finally hit a quarterback that will be good. And, you know, they had Jay Cutler and didn't know what they had. But other than that, really my whole life, Mike Ditka did not allow Jim McMahon to play any kind of fun football. Granted, they did win the Super Bowl with Buddy Ryan and the 46 defense, and we know all about that. And look, man, Richard Dent and Singletary and that group were you know, special. Tyrone Keyes was part of Mississippi State, got a Super Bowl ring. And Yeah. I mean, somehow Rex Grossman and the Bears, but they were great on defense with Urlacher.
Devin Hester.
You know, made the Super Bowl. But that about every 6, 7, 8 years, maybe 8, 9, 10, just because, again, everybody has players, you'll find a team that's, in the grand scheme of things, not that good. I mean, it's amazing that they were that bad on offense and were able to make it. And, of course, the Colts took care of business. And Peyton's first Super Bowl win after, you know, he had his heart ripped out, you know, with the Saints. And Sean Payton kicking the onside kick coming out of halftime. Some of the biggest stones in the history of sports.
That's play call.
Yeah.
Top.
Incredible. And so people are going to have a great time. It does not matter where the draft is. It was in Kansas City last year, but I'm glad that we got to catch the one in Las Vegas. The sports books out there are amazing. The food's even better. You know, every time you go out there, it's even better as far as what they're doing in the food scene. Not everywhere necessarily, but in many places that you can go and have a great meal. Or a really good meal. Really good meal to a really wonderful, wonderful meal. We may have to go back out there and maybe do another show. That was a ton of fun to be in a sports book and do that show. We'll be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge tomorrow, recapping round one of the NFL draft. You know, Mississippi State's had back-to-back years of first rounders. That will not happen tonight. And Ole Miss won't have one. Ole Miss has been on, you know, this magical run two of the last 3 years. They're expecting to extend that this year with Jackson Dart and Trey Harris and some of the transfer portal, but also some of the defensive players coming back. And we'll see. You know, they may have a pretty good draft in 2025. Coming out of, I don't know where Jackson Dart will land. It's hard for me to gauge Dart at the pro level right now. He'll have a ton of experience. He'll have played under one of the top five offensive coordinators in college football. So I don't know how, you know, that's a tough one because Kiffin elevates his quarterback. Is Dart good? Absolutely. Is he going to go, is he going to leave with crazy numbers? Yes. One, because he played so long. Two, because he's good. Three, because Kiffin's amazing. But I don't know how that translates into the NFL. Will he get a shot? Absolutely. His athleticism is such a tremendous asset for him because, you know, he can run and he's take care of himself, but he can run and make you miss and really hurt you. Especially at the college game, at the NFL game, there won't be those windows, but he can still scamper for, you know, 5, 10, or so yards. I don't know what Jackson Dart will be as an NFL QB. He'll get some buzz. We'll see what else happens as far as some of the other quarterbacks around the country. But I know this. He's a phenomenal college quarterback, and he's got an A offensive coordinator. I think Sark is, now that Ken O'Brien is gone, I think Sark is considered the number one play caller. And then Kiffin and Heupel are right there as far as play callers. With Kendall going to TCU, we'll just kind of see how that – Kendall Briles, that is. We'll see how that looks. Let me back that up. Kalen DeBoer is in the mix. He is special. So we've got Sark, Kiffin, DeBoer, Heupel. Breeze is excellent.
Oh, man, this is a...
People really believe in Lebby. He got the total full experience of play calling the last 2 years at Oklahoma, which is a good thing. South Carolina, no. Georgia, does it really matter? I mean, they're awesome either way, but Bobo's there. And hey, you got players everywhere.
Talking about the defensive SEC league, right? That's offensive heavy right here?
Yeah, no, we've transitioned the last 10 years to an offensive-driven league. LSU, we'll see what they do. Losing their OC, but they have so much talent. I think Nussmeier will be really, really good. There's not going to be the drop-off that people think, even with Jaden having a great year and winning the Heisman. They're just not. They're going to be really, really potent and powerful, and they're going to be five times better on defense. Jackson and I could go down there and make them better on defense. It is amazing that at one point during the year, they were ranked 108th in defensive scoring efficiency. That's just almost impossible to do with LSU personnel.
Did they try to do that?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you almost, with those dudes that you get,
how?
Snot bubble dudes, dudes that run 4.4s, 4.5s, and even in the trenches, 4.7s, yeah. You know. I mean, they just got guys that can move and fly and hit. That's damn, that's just like, I want to tank this thing.
Yeah, like,
I want to tank this side of the football, or I want to tank this company.
Yeah.
Missouri's got a hell of a quarterback. They do. He's awesome. So, and there's a debate with Dart. And, you know, I mean, Carson Newman, yeah. I mean, Carson Brock, I don't know. Dart's going to get a lot of love. What is Hugh going to do? What's Hugh Freeze going to do at QB? Is he really going to stay with this? Or they may have landed somebody in the last day or two. I don't even know. Out of from another conference or G5. Brady Cook, Dart, Carson Beck. Sorry, I'm thinking Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers that. 47 times this week. Carson Beck. But, I mean, Carson Beck's good, but how good is he? I mean, I know Dart and Brady Cook have players.
They ain't got Georgia players.
But Georgia players, dude, and that offensive line where they go too deep and just manhandle you. Jackson Dart, Carson Beck, Brady Cook, Nussmeier, Connor Wigman, you better watch out. Blake Shapen can ball. Mississippi State finally has a quarterback who can play. Let's go Ryan Fowler. The game, Tuscaloosa. This man does 9 hours of sports talk radio every day. They go through the three deep, also the 2028 recruits. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Also, we've got the NFL draft tonight, first round. And I'm sure Ryan calls that Bama night. And we will recap the first round of the NFL draft tomorrow morning from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Bet 50 there, play Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $40. Bet 50, play 40. We welcome in Roll Tide Ryan Fowler. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. I thought you guys had just forgot about me since Nick Saban retired. You guys
have
no longer reaching
out. I lost
Ryan.
Is he up with us?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Perfect. Can you hear me both?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, good morning, Bo.
I can't hear. All right. I can't hear anything in my headsets. This is great radio. Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Here, I'll see if this works. All right. Oh, that's better. That one just went. I think somebody turned that off or something. I don't know. Roll Tide, Ron Fowler. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Bo. How you guys doing this morning?
All right, good, good. That was great radio. We're gonna do that.
No, listen. It happens all the time, and it's live radio. I mean, you know, it's not like theater where you tape something and replay it. So no problem on my end. No problem on my end. But I'm just glad to be able to talk to you, man. I thought you guys had forgot about me since Nick Saban. Retired, and Kalen DeBoer has taken over, and we're 103 days into the tenure of Kalen DeBoer.
103 days, man. You know, I hate that I missed the A-Day game. You know how much I love spring football.
Oh, it was great. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. The only thing is, as you go tomorrow to the Golden Moon Sportsbook there, take Alabama the over. Take Alabama the over. That's what the spring game told me. Alabama and the over.
Ole Miss says they're going to have a better football team than you this year. Y'all don't play unless you play in the SEC championship game. I guess you could play in the college football playoff. But Ole Miss fans believe
that. They're not really saying that, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, there goes my show prep for today. Hey, if you don't mind, get your producer to send me this clip right here. So you're saying Ole Miss people believe that Alabama is going to have a lesser season. They're going to have a better season than the Crimson Tide.
Yes.
I think Lane has taken them about as far as you can take them. You know, I know it's a new playoff era, but, you know, there's a reason why you're, you know, double-digit back-to-back wins. I mean, Lane's done a great job, amazing job, but you know, you have to realize your place in life. Ole Miss, maybe the 12-team playoff gives you a pathway to get there. But, okay. Hey, you can get me back on when I'm wrong. But don't forget, now you got Pete Golding still over there hanging out in Oxford.
Well, all right. So tell me about this. You know, people have talked about what y'all lost and focused. Well, one, Saban. But then you had a bunch of players leave. So you feel like the way y'all recruit and then what you've added, I mean, how do you see this Alabama team? Are they legit national championship contenders?
Well, all right, so let me just go back and say this. And I think the example was this year. Okay, look at college football. There really wasn't a dominant team. We thought Georgia was dominant, but they were not dominant when Alabama got a hold of them.
No, they weren't.
And so when you look around college football, I think the problem that I'm having, and I'm trying to coach myself through this, is how we need to adjust to what is good in college football. Like, I think about that Alabama team that we just put on the field. I'm not sure they could beat another one of those Nick Saban teams other than the 2017. That was not a good Alabama team. But somehow they were able to make the college football playoffs. So when you look at it, are we adjusting because of the portal, the NIL, the talent is spread out among a lot of different schools? Are we watching this in college football? I think we are, because I'm seeing a lot less quality in what it takes to be competitive. So maybe, you know what, I apologize to Ole Miss fans. Maybe there is a chance. Maybe there is a chance that the Rebels can get in the conversation, because college football's changed. And when you look at the impact of the second string, if you have an injury now with playing more games, and we're going to have injuries. We're going to have major injuries that's going to impact teams later in the season.
We're sure.
Playing extra games. Maybe college football has changed so much that more people get to see the table. I know 12 is a bigger number than 4. I get that. But what wins now probably could win 3 to 4 years ago.
Okay, Ryan Fowler, 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. What? Tell me about the quarterback position. Whose job is it?
I think it's Jalen Milroe by a pretty decent margin. But I think that's one of, we were just talking about depth a couple of minutes ago. For Kalen DeBoer to keep this quarterback room, now you still got until May the 1st, that midnight when the clock strikes midnight on Tuesday evening when the portal will close. But right now he's been able to keep all these quarterbacks engaged. I didn't think he'd be able to do that. I mean, and I'm still, okay, when does a school that does not, with Rashada going to Georgia, some of those other schools that need a quarterback, do they go behind the fence and tamper a little bit? They try to get Ty Simpson to put his name in the hat? Listen, Ty Simpson had a great spring. Really came on strong the last 2 weeks. I think he put a lot of pressure, but I think competition is a good thing. I mean, I know we've been kind of told in our society that it's a bad thing. It really isn't. So when you think about this quarterback room, Austin Mack transferring from UW. You've also got Dylan Lonergan, a former highly thought of player out of the state of Georgia that's here. He can spin the football. That quarterback room may be one of the most talented out there. So in depth, and I think you're seeing that. I'm telling you, you're going to have more than one quarterback. And you better have a backup. Because look at the NFL. Bo, you follow it. I don't even know the number, but how many starters got knocked out this past NFL season?
No, you're right. Okay, so you've got Milroe. I mean, they can DeBoer, who's unbelievable on the – Kalen DeBoer, Alabama's new coach, is unbelievable on the offensive side of the football. And he can make Milroe that much better of a passer and a thrower?
Well, if he can't, then Ty Simpson will be ready, right? I mean, that's just part. I mean, look at Ty Simpson. I thought he probably grasped it a little bit quicker with what they're trying to do. But spring practice is not designed for a mobile quarterback with a no-contact jersey and one hand or two hands True. Considered down. You're not going to be able to get Jalen Milroe down with that. If he can just become an average passer on the short intermediate throws, the deep ball was there. The percentage was there. It's the short intermediate throws. But it was something about Milroe's confidence that I saw in the spring game that I did not expect. It was and I had a couple of quarterback coaches on to kind of explain, and it was a lot about the footwork and just simple techniques, the mechanics there were much more sound. If he's able to do that in 15 days throughout the summer now we get practice time, a little bit, what do they get, like 4 or 5 hours a week? You can work through some of that, get to fall camp. Yeah, I think he could be productive. I mean, listen, Alabama's got weaknesses as does everybody, but it's something that I think they could be able to manage. This running back room is going to be loaded. So I think they'll be solid on offense. Defense, was pretty much gutted by the portal and NFL departures that you'll see coming up later this evening or in the coming days in the NFL draft. But defense is going to be a growing pains, I guess, on that side of the football. But offense should be able to carry this team.
All right, Ryan Fowler, 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa, joins us on the Out of Bounds show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, driven by your next Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer, Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. NFL draft tonight. Who's your favorite Alabama player that will be drafted this weekend? Like, who's the guy that you just really enjoyed watching the last couple of years?
I just like his attitude. Terrion Arnold is a guy that, you know, kind of volunteered to get benched. I mean, he literally said, hey, the guy behind me is better than I am. I mean, how many players do that in the 2024, 2023 cycle? But he did that. Wow, the name escapes me. The guy that went to Philadelphia, Eli Ricks, that came and transferred in. And, you know, he played a very important role in 2022. But, you know, he was behind Terrion Arnold. And, you know, that was probably motivation. We were talking about competition a couple of minutes ago, how it makes you better. I think that's Terrion Arnold. You know, if he doesn't get, you know, into that situation, loses his starting job, you know, is he the player that he is today? I think that answer is no. But I think just watching him respond, watching him put the work ethic, is so refreshing. You know, instead of going, well, I didn't get my job, I'm going to hit the portal and I'm going to see if I can get more money. And, you know, he just said, you know what, let me go grab the boots and, you know, a lunch pail. Let's go work on my game. And, you know, later this season, that's the story to me that I will remember from this class. Like I said, probably not Nick Saban's most talented team, but a team that responded when adversity hit. Texas came in, kind of laid it on the tide. Where was this team going to go from there? Well, they go put the, you know, at least in the semifinals and win the SEC, which is, you know, it's a great reflection on Alabama, but it's really a poor reflection on the rest of the schools that they couldn't take advantage of a down year in Tuscaloosa.
No, I agree. Bama and Georgia were down. We're visiting with Ryan Fowler on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, talking Alabama Crimson Tide. Kalen DeBoer is now the coach. Roll Tide. Yeah. Kalen DeBoer, now the coach. Okay, so what's it like? You weren't allowed to interview Nick Saban or the assistants. You've told the great story about getting Saban, I think, once at SEC Media Days. Since
3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes. Okay. So in how long was he there? 16 years?
17 years. I got 11 words in 17 years that were not in a press conference in a recorded format. 11 words in 17 years. So, I mean, this past year he doubled it though. I mean, we doubled it back in like October, November. He came out of a room and he reached his hand out and he said, how are you, buddy, with his hand out? I thought there was somebody behind me. Well, I looked behind me and I said, hey, coach, little did I know there was a 5-star quarterback right behind him. So he was trying to, you know, show his friendliness there. He had the recruiting Nick Saban mindset on.
Did y'all land that guy?
I don't even remember who it was, to be honest.
Okay. No, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's just another 5-star for y'all. So it's not
And Julian Sayin that was here for like a cup of coffee and transferred to Ohio State. If I remember correctly, I think that's who it was. It was Julian Sayin.
Okay. All right. What's it like having access to Kalen DeBoer and the assistants now on your show?
You know, you told me a couple of years ago when the late Mike Leach, God rest his soul, was hired in the state of Mississippi with Lane Kiffin that you hit the lottery. Well, yeah. I've kind of hit the lottery over here. It's Kalen DeBoer, the attitude, the relationship building. You know, I've already had him on multiple times. And when I say multiple times, there's not like an 8 to 10 minute interview. I think I had him on one time, 21 minutes, the other one 19, or maybe it was right at 20. It was a little bit under that. The amount of access that we're getting to defensive coaches, offensive coaches, we're getting everybody. We walk out on the practice field and it's like, hey, let's promote your program. And you're getting a lot more players. It is different. The biggest problem now is that because Nick Saban only did like one interview with national, you know, Colin Cowherd, Dan Patrick, and he may have done it once every 3 to 4 months. So you didn't have to worry about, okay, did I miss what Nick Saban said? Now you've really got to be able to follow Kalen DeBoer on all these different shows. If not, you miss out. Does that make sense? Like,
sure.
He's making appearances because, you know, one of your callers will call up and say, did you hear Kalen DeBoer say this? What's our job to do that? So he is so much open to this media access. I mean, you're listening to podcast after podcast after podcast, and he just is willing to sell his program. And I've talked with the people out in the Seattle. I don't think it's the Alabama job. I just think this is who his personality is.
Good for him.
To get out. Yeah, no, I mean, from us, from a media perspective, we're the conduit between the fans and the coaches. And he's taking it to the street, and he's doing, you know, like more speaking engagements. He's going out to the community. And Nick Saban did that. I'm not saying he didn't do that.
Sure.
But he really didn't have to. And kind of his logic was, why spend 12 minutes with a local guy when I can go spend 12 minutes with a national guy and, you know, quadruple 10 times the audience, whatever it is.
But
you know, those local fans is where the dollars come from. And I think the fans now are more important than they've ever been. I think Kalen DeBoer will benefit by going out and doing all these interviews. And we've already seen that collective go up, 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 simply because I think he's taking his message to the streets.
Yeah. Okay. Ron Fowler is now 109 The Game Tuscaloosa afternoon drop.
We may call it DeBoer, you know, like DeBoer 100.9.
Ooh,
you know,
I like that.
If he wins championships, especially if he can beat Georgia September 28th. DeBoer 100.9.
DeBoer 100.9. I like that. Okay. Bama and Georgia in Tuscaloosa on September 28th. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, for our listeners, Jeff Lebby will join us tomorrow morning at 8:30. Tomorrow morning, 8:30.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, these coaches that get that try to hide. And I know, listen, up in Lane, you don't have to tell me anything. I've made my request and get rejected. I used to do a ton of them with Florida Atlantic when he was there because he needed me more than he needs me now.
But, right.
You know, these coaches that refuse to do media availabilities,
yeah,
you have to engage the fans. The fans are the key role now. You, the fan, has more power now than you've ever had. Coaches take advantage of it. They win. If they don't, they're probably not going to win at the level that they thought they could.
Well, okay. So Saban, what's going to be, how much do you think he's going to be around?
I think he will be around for different events. I think he'll have a role maybe as an advisor or consultant or something, but I think he wants to stay out of the spotlight. I think he wants to let
him
more have this program. And I think that's one of the reasons, because they moved him completely out of the football building. And my understanding is that was by his choice. He wanted to not be the guy down the hall to make it convenient.
Good for him.
You know, the players to stop in and go, well, let me – no, I think he wanted to get completely away, and they moved him to the more – I think it's development office over at Bryant-Denny Stadium, which is, you know, a good three-quarters of a mile away from the football building. I mean, you'd have to take a, you know, another parking area and go into a different zone and all that. So it kind of, you know, makes it that. But I think he's going to enjoy life. But, you know, ESPN College Game Day, I'd love to be in that first meeting when he's not in charge and that little producer tells him, hey, coach, you're going to do it this way, and this way. Okay. I mean, I'd like to see that reaction when someone's been in charge for this length of time and now they have to take orders from, you know, some little peon in Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh. I mean, shots fired. I like it. Okay. So is he taking Corso's place?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I guess he could, but
I mean, McAfee's kind of already done that. So Saban will just do hits when he wants type deal, I guess. Is that what you see, Ron?
But I think he's going to be more of a featured role.
He's so good. I mean, he's magnetic and he's so smart, and he understands the platform, and he's been on TV a million times.
But now, as a guy from another state, do you have a problem with that being affiliated? Because there's a media columnist over here. I'll say nameless because I don't want to promote his stuff. But
Skarbinski?
He wrote an article. No.
Okay.
No. He might be the future of Skarbinski. He thinks he probably is, but he's not. But he's a guy that wrote an article that said, unethical Nick Saban still recruiting for the University of Alabama and also being on ESPN. He wrote it as kind of a unethical decision, a dilemma that he's in. You know, what role can he play being on national television? I guess that's ever been questioned with anybody else, but Nick Saban always kind of gets those questions. But
okay. That's...
I mean, you don't have a problem with Nick Saban still being employed by the University of Alabama and being on the ESPN.
No, I mean, it wouldn't matter if I... No, I don't have a problem with that. I mean...
Yeah, and most people don't.
Saban, he's the biggest name. He's not even going to coach this year. He will be the biggest name in college football, period. It will not be Kirby. Look, Kirby Smart has done a hell of a job. It will not be Kirby Smart. You know, it's not going to be Brian Kelly. It's not going to be Ron Day. It's not going to be Steve Sarkisian. I mean, the biggest name in college football this year who will not even be an active coach, but he will be an active participant, as you are alluding to, in that he will be on the biggest stage, will be Nick Saban. He's still going to be the biggest name, the biggest draw, and when he says something, people are going to listen, and that's why Disney ESPN hired him.
I think he authentically cares for the game of college football. I've been saying this for years, that it's not just from Alabama. Sure, his job was at Alabama, but I think he authentically cares about the overall health of the game of college football.
No, I agree. Okay, so Roll Tide, Ron Fowler.
So Ole Miss is going to be better than Alabama.
That's what they're saying over here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. Pete can get them back if they can. I'll be nice. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to back on.
Well, it's early. You got all summer to poke the bear. We're going to bring you on.
Ole Miss better than Alabama. I mean, y'all realize how strange that sounds? I mean, that's just, 2015, the year. No, come on. I mean,
okay. All right. Well, what's your main topic today? Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin versus DeBoer?
I think we're gonna take this. If your producer will be nice enough to send this to me, then yes, this will be the conversation. We'll talk about the NFL draft. We'll tie it back to Alabama. And, but Alabama did lose a center yesterday that was expected to really compete for that starting job. A little bit of a surprise in the portal. We're going to try to figure out, what's next, because they may have something bigger and better up their sleeve. You never know what's going to break out in this day of college football. I mean, it's credit to the college football. They did it not directly, but indirectly. They've created this conversation around college football where it goes 365.
I love it. Be good, buddy. Yeah. We'll talk soon.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Yeah. Ron Fowler, 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa. Jeff Lebby will join us tomorrow at 8:30. We'll be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Jeff Lebby, Hail State football coach, will join us at 8:30 tomorrow. You can stream it live on the Out of Bounds radio app or the zone1059.com. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.